بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. My respected elders, my beloved brothers in Islam, and a special request to my fellow students that we should make that intention that inshallah we will listen for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will practice, pass on to others, and make that special intention that we won't sleep also. One of the students was a bit informal with me, so once he told me, Mulana, you must have given a top bayan, but I can't really say because I slept away from the starting right to the end. But nevertheless, inshallah, the bayan won't be very, very long. My Musa Sahib also gave us a certain time limit. And our respected principal and Sheikh, our beloved Hazrat Warama Abdul Hamid Sahib, in one program, in one bayan, which is transcribed in one kitab, where he was requested by the family of Maulana Ghadir Sahib to try and give a long bayan so that the people can benefit more. So Maulana was mentioning now, don't disgrace me. You want me to give such a long bayan like that one Maulana? The way he gave such a long bayan that slowly, one by one, the people started leaving the masjid. And eventually, after some period now, only the muazzin was left. Now the poor muazzin, he's got no choice now because he has left now to close the masjid up, to lock the masjid up. But eventually the muazzin also got tired. He brought the keys, he gave it to that Maulana. He told Maulana, after you finish your bayan, you lock up the masjid, and thereafter you come and sort me out. So my respected elders, my beloved brothers, my fellow students, really, how much of shukr we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have found this morning in a very, very good condition in our deen. There are so many people out there in the ummah who are in very, very great distress in regards to their deen. There's so much of problems in their deen. They are so far away from their deen. And we are so fortunate, those elders, seniors, those who are given the tawfiq to get up in the night for tahajjud, our hafiz students and the asatiza, early in the morning to be able to read the Quran Kareem before Fajr Salah. This is something that billions are not doing and cannot do and haven't been given the chance, the opportunity, the ability and the tawfiq to do. So how fortunate we are in this regard. And this is in regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having iman. We are looking at those Muslims who are in distress in regards to their deen. So what about those people who have no deen? And they haven't got iman. So what is their condition? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the way while I was traveling here to madrasa, I was sitting next to a 60-year-old man, and he started the conversation. Who are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? But his intention, his motive, his purpose, something that was burning within him is that salvation. That how we all can be saved and how we can enter into heaven. And this person was a staunch Christian. And after a long conversation, and then he said, I'm going to send you something, a testimony about somebody. Somehow he found out that we are linked to the madrasa and what is an imam. And he sent a testimony, an interview of a person who was an imam in a masjid. Who was an imam. And how this person now, he says, became a Christian. And in this interview, this person, now he started questioning what he understood of the Quran Kareem, how he understood. And part of his objections were that if our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest Nabi, why is he only mentioned twice in the Quran Kareem? And here now he's talking about Jesus and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned so many times. And this showed him, and many other points he tried to make, and he made the wrong dala'il and he took the wrong way out. And eventually he said he went to his ustad. He says, my ustad, who was my teacher, who taught me Arabic studies for 10 years. And when I asked him some questions, and the way the question was put in a very kufriya manner, and the ustad got so angry with him, he actually took him out of the room and said, please just get away from here. And eventually this person became a kafir now. He is, so to say, maybe a priest in that Christian religion. So there is no guarantee. And that's why it is so important that Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity for ilm, and how we can take this ilm in a very, very good manner. And together with this, take the du'as of our asatiza, and take the du'as of our elders and our seniors. And this is so important. Otherwise, if those du'as and those blessings are not there from our asatiza, our elders and our seniors, we don't know what can become the end of us, what can be our end result. So this is the one important thing that we have to really make shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have found this morning in a good condition in our deen, compared to so many others who are in distress, who are in problems. And then it comes to the dunyavi matters. We know we are reading Kunut and Nazila, and where there is war, where there is oppression. But not only where there is war and oppression, in so many countries of the world, there is so much of unrest, so much of killing, so much of insecurity. The same dua that we taught at the beginning of every Islamic month, Allah Ta'ala, let this month dawn upon us with security, with peace, with Islam, and salamati. All of these things are so important, and many people in the world are not enjoying this. We, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given us a very great degree of security and safety now, even in our dunya. Alhamdulillah, we are able to be here present in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shows we are enjoying a certain level of good health. There are people that are bedridden, the people that are in hospitals. So again, what is their distress? What is their condition? So the important thing what I wanted to share is that we are taught this dua that Alhamdulillah الذي عافاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us afiyat, who saved us, who gave us good conditions from so many people, and whatever he is testing you with, or whoever with. And Allah Ta'ala, you gave me grace over so many of your servants. Allah Ta'ala, you gave me fadal, you gave me this favor, and you gave me this bounty. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to you for this. So yes, according to our students now, they can change the seda, they can change how we are addressing. One is, if the person is in front of us, and say, mimma talaka bihi, and we can just make a general dua, mimma talakum bi, mimma talahum bi, Allah Ta'ala, all those that you are testing, Allah Ta'ala, all those that you are testing with, Allah Ta'ala, all praise to you that you gave me afiyat. So these very, very simple things, very, very basic things that we are taught to really appreciate, really make shukr for. A person who's got his meal for the day, he's got his shelter for the day, he's got his health for the day, then no person can be enjoying a greater benefit and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, we regard wealth as a bounty. And yes, in the Ahadith Sharif also, it is mentioned that there is no harm for a person who's got the fear of Allah ta'ala to have wealth. But for that believer who's got health, this is something that is even greater than that wealth also. This is something even better than that wealth also. And then the Hadith Sharif, to the end, to the nearest meaning, it says that that person who has that chia, who has a little bit of happiness also, this is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a very, very great bounty. Amongst our students, we might share some cheer in the room, in the classroom sometimes, Ustad also might share some cheer with us in some bayan or in a program. But generally, there are so many people with so much of pain, so much of distress, so much of sadness, so much of difficulties in their heart, in their mind, that there is no room for cheer also. Even that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taken away, and they are not enjoying that also. So like this, my respected elders and brothers in Islam, so many things in deen that there is to share with, but just amongst a few things, once one of our holidays, either we bring out the path of Allah ta'ala or we're leaving madrasa, so we met one of our ustad, one Abdul Rahim sahab, and we asked him for some advice. So he gave us some advice, see the four ayn. One is you are doing ilm, you are learning the ilm, but together with the ilm, must have amal. The whole object of that ilm is amal, especially now that we are studying, the ilm is fresh. Try and apply it straight away, wherever we can. Try and make amal, try and practice. But now to make amal also, to increase your reward by Allah Ta'ala, to build up a great account by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you need that time, you need that age. And in the Hadith Sharif, the nearest meaning which is mentioned, that very, very blessed is that believer whose actions are good and he's got a long life. And in that long life now he's doing a lot of good actions. In this way he's building up his account. So then one is that Umar, you need that age in your life. But then also we are taught that you can have age. But if that age brings about all the difficulties of all old age, and especially very, very difficult sicknesses, then a person even wishes that he is no more in this world, when Allah Ta'ala will take him away from this world. So again, that fourth dua is of afiyat, that safety, good conditions, good health. That word afiyat, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us such a vast meaning, covers so much. So we ask for afiyat. So the simple du'as that we get and the simple advices that we get from our asatiza, our elders, our shuyukh, these are very, very important things. Somewhere along the way, we find that it will benefit us, it will help us, it will be a means of guidance for us. So take those asatiza du'as, take our elders, take our seniors du'as, like how we are taught, take the du'as of your parents. Because one pious person, his mother or father passed away, he wept a lot. And somebody inquired, why are you weeping now? Together with the emotional and the pain and the separation. So he says that Allah Ta'ala has given us those two doors of dua via our parents. Now this one door of dua of mine is closed up. So this is brought to mind that we were in one community and built up some friendship with one family. And this old lady, so to say, apparently not very, very pious. This lady went through a lot in her life, a lot of tests. She went through several stomach operations. Really, she saw life, so to say. And this old lady now, she tells me one day, there was one daughter of mine, she made so much of khidmat of me, so much she did for me that I make dua. But after a parent passes away, then that door of dua closes. I make dua that Allah Ta'ala leaves that door open for her. Allah Ta'ala leaves that door of dua open for her. So this is the kind of dua that we should take from our asatiza, from our parents, asatiza, our shuyukh, our elders and our seniors. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, really, is so much that we can't even, not even worthy of even sharing these few words. But nevertheless, try and value our time here in the madrasa, especially as students. And it takes one per room, one per class, one per madrasa. Our elders should say sometimes just to run a whole madrasa just for that one student is worth it. Every student is very, very valuable and should try and value every student. But our Hazrat Wala always used to give us advice when we were students, for example, that it is Fajr time, you're going to open the hot water tap, and naturally it's going to take some time for the geyser to get hot. So now that one student can take that bucket and put it under that hot water tap and open it, and thereafter use that water for the clothes or for the dishes or for some other purpose. But let's say it will take that one student, that khidmat, that one student who got up a bit earlier and who thought of this, and he saved that water. Lately we had some problems in our area with the water and the lights. And then you realize, when you don't have these things, then how you even value a little of it? Value just a little bit of that water, even a little bit of that light. And even at one stage now, we have to light a candle to be able to eat the food. And now we cannot even see the food properly. And now somebody was complaining that he can't even see what we are eating, we can't even see properly. Then that also led me to think that some of our elders in Islam, late in the night, after the madrasa lights are off, how they should study under the dim lamplight. Some of them used to go to the outside, the street light, just to try and get some light to study. And in that way also they made that sacrifice. Allah Ta'ala, out of His mercy, looking at our condition, that what comfort, what ease that we do not enjoy today in our madrasa. Our toilets, our showers, our wudu khana, is there in our room? What about all the other amenities that we have people there for washing our clothes, for our food, for our other necessary requirements? All of these things, really, how much of shukr we have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely there is a sacrifice. We are away from our homes, we are away from our families, we are away from so many of the other things that so-called the people of the dunya are enjoying. But really, my respected elders and brothers in Islam, and my fellow students, this is really what we should value. We should really, really value this. Only when we go out in the dunya, we see the halat, the conditions of the ummah, conditions of the people, conditions of families, then we will really value. As we see, when we had that water, we had that light, sometimes we don't appreciate it. Now we have this environment, we have this company and the sohbat of our awliya, of our asatiza, really we should make the most of it. Oh, beloved Mula Musa Lorgat Sahib, my ustad, after I ran away from madrasa after hifz, now you see we had enough now, we did hifz now, so many years we are away from home. But the ustad had that worry and concern for us. And sometimes they should meet us in the ijtima or somewhere. You see, if you don't come back to madrasa, then qiyamah day I'll catch you. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them catch us here in the dunya. Otherwise, on the day of qiyamah, where can we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What our condition will be? What our condition will be? Inshallah, we'll just end off with this, that in Cape Town, one of our alims on Friday, he was mentioning that a person went for holiday with his family. And I think he was a wealthy person. He stayed in presidential suites. It means a very, very high-class hotel. He enjoyed the best of foods, and he went to the best of places, and even went and bought a nice expensive jacket also. And he said that last day now, they said, they didn't watch the sun setting. And as they are watching the sun setting, then suddenly they see a fire. So then his family is telling him that there is somebody playing with fire over there, because that fire is moving. And after some time they saw that it was a person, it was a lady, from head to toe she was covered in flames. Now whatever happened, however happened, that unfortunately nowadays, people like dramas, people like stories, people unfortunately waste so much of time. Now unfortunately we see that there was an assassination lately. But so much of time, and so much of posts, and so much of social videos, and so many things that come about, and different people giving the different things. So I also was in that same thing, thinking, talking, we might see somebody, we'll discuss it. After I came over here, Allah Ta'ala put into my heart, so Allah Ta'ala willed this person to pass away. Maut came, Allah Ta'ala willed it however, Now people are spending thousands of hours just now discussing this, trying to find out this, and look for reasons, and different things people are coming up with. And many a time we find that videos are involved, so much of haram gets involved in some things like this in life, so much of time just gets wasted. So my respected elders and brothers, what I was mentioning about the story, that after they saw this lady in this condition, so this person actually had to take out his new jacket and now try and off the flames. Another person came to throw sand, another person came with a fire extinguisher. And then they say, this person is saying, that when I saw the condition of this body, that how beautiful maybe this lady could have been. But now just a few strands of hair were left on her head, whole body burned from head to toe. And it says that whole enjoyment of that 15 days, that holiday that I had, that whole thing, like I forgot, it just went out of my mind, and only this scene remained before my eyes. So this is a small scene of a fire of this dunya. What about akhirat? What about qiyamah? What is our condition? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this environment. Allah ta'ala blessed us with the sohbat of our elders and our shuyukh and our asatizah. Really value this time, value this environment, value this one moment, and keep on making istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.